Good news, everyone. I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod. Joined as always by my co-host,
Karen. And for those you just did are live in the chat and watching later on YouTube, Rod instantly grew his mustache back.
This whole thing.
I do not know what this carpet is you got on your
this
face.
Is a little overnight miracle.
But that is not no mustache. I put some looking juice, like Luigi over there.
I just put some juices and berries on it.
That's not how juices and berries work. I use juices and berries, and that's not how they work. It takes a long time for that shit to grow back.
Damn it.
You should have. You can't fool us.
I was trying to keep a stiff upper lip about the situation.
You gonna get these jokes, nigga.
But I guess it didn't work.
Nope, you can't fool me. Not that quick.
It was starting to take over anyway. It was too powerful. I could feel it affecting me.
Oh, shit. What was it doing?
It was making me think about surveys and what they say and how many people said that in them.
And did you put some PhDs behind your name or some shit like that? You about to be a professor?
The mustache started to make me say, "Oh, what?" when people said stuff.
That's hilarious.
Like, you know, we asked these people what's the best food at Thanksgiving? Can't give me the best food at Thanksgiving.
Dressing.
Okay, survey says. Dressing. Ding. 12 people.
That's what I'm talking about. They all was black.
What? See, it was taking over.
It was
getting too strong.
You ran into one to ask people what the survey says.
Mm-hmm. See if they wanted to, you know, maybe.
What's the most awkward thing you could say doing sex?
I wanted to see if they wanted to maybe listen to some old Isley Brothers with me, but I guess it wasn't working.
Come on through, Isley Brothers.
Oh, well. Do you have any banter today?
Not today.
Well, this is the Blackout Tips. You can find our show everywhere you find podcasts. Search the Blackout Tips. We'll come up. You can also do all the stuff in the show notes to leave us feedback. We read it on the show on Saturdays. The official weapon of the show is
phone jail,
an unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
and bullet ball extreme. So I guess we can get right into stories and or whatever.
Okay,
what your ass say? I'm sorry, Karen. Still mustache still got residual effects.
I mean, you done took it off.
I know it's just still. I think maybe the glue or something.
The residue.
I don't know. All right, where's my music so we can get into get into the show stuff.
Okay.
All right, there's news. Airbnb bans indoor cameras and rental properties around the world after a spate of peeping Tom incidents.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. That was going to be a problem from the get-go because you're living in people's personal homes and people have it for like security reasons and things like that. And like you say, people just like to see people fucking move around the house.
Yeah, I never understood why Airbnb was like, well, I guess it's good marketing and maybe the price at the time, but people used to like really act like there's no difference between Airbnb and the hotels. Like you're getting one over on the hotels.
I've always said it's been the difference.
I prefer hotels to an Airbnb when possible, just because hotels have a standard of service. There's a motherfucker like corporation you can sue.
It's a receptionist desk.
There's you know, all kinds of stuff. If someone does something fucked up in the hotel, you have some legal recourse.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to stuff like Airbnb, people can kind of hide behind, like, it's my house.
Right.
You know, hey, I need those cameras there because I have Ring doorbell system and this, I got cameras in my house for security. And next thing you know, you're on X-Hamster having sex with your wife or whatever.
Right.
Because these motherfuckers was like, oh, yeah, and also we record that. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's been so many of these anecdotal, I've never done that research, just anecdotally, all these stories of this person was recording this and recording that and putting it out. And this, they caught this person with a camera here, and it's almost like an Airbnb, and it's like, huh, that does seem prime for misuse.
Yeah, and I know that there are people, we've used Airbnb, there's people who have used Airbnb and have had good experiences, but there are a lot of people that have used it and have had bad experiences.
Well, I've only used Airbnb in situations where I couldn't do a hotel.
Right.
I've never used an Airbnb if I could do a hotel.
Yeah. Because if we could do a hotel, I'm like you. I would prefer a hotel.
I know it's not as dope and fancy sometimes, but honestly, it's the reliability for me.
And not only that, the way people charge and cost and have all these funny ass rules and shit over time, you're paying just as much, or even more. You might as well go ahead and pay for the hotel. Depending on where you are and how much it costs and all that shit. You're like, the fuck am I paying for fucking washing clothes and laundry and cleaning up? No. Why am I doing this? Let me go ahead and pay and have somebody else do these services.
Yeah. So they said they're doing it for the privacy of the community. And I feel like this must have been something that people were asking for from jump.
Yeah, people got sued. This is some lawsuit or something happened where they settled out of court or something. They was like, okay, get rid of the cameras.
Because people can surveil you and stuff, you know. And I'm not saying you're going to be in someone's house up to no good, but I don't want my whatever. I could be in there doing whatever. And as long as it ain't no shit that's like illegal or something, I don't know why the fuck I want it on your Ring footage.
Right,
and in Texas, in July, a Texas couple sued a Maryland man for $75,000 after he allegedly planted hidden cameras inside multiple rooms at an Airbnb they rented in August 2022. So yeah, you're right, you said lawsuits. Now they might not have lost their lawsuit, but maybe they just saw the liability, maybe they settled with these people and they realized we need to do something because there could be a class action situation happening and maybe a bigger lawsuit is going to come or something, because this always felt like you're complicit in this, because this is not what you sell us as people that use the app. You're not selling us surveillancing and recording people and shit.
Nope, you're not. And I know that we covered an article about that dude that was cheating, and he sued. Yeah, I'd have sued too, just for the simple fact that you sent this shit to my wife.
Right.
Yes, I was wrong too. But not trying to funny, bitch. Why is this any of your business?
Yeah. So yeah, you don't know what the fuck people are recording.
No,
and of course they're gonna make the argument. It's just for my security, so you have to put it in writing. Y'all can't do this. And of course there's a bunch of hidden cameras and shit too that people do that is just straight up pervy, you know.
So, yes, yes, and also it's a thing where you don't sign up for this, because if you go to a hotel, there's a motherfucking hidden camera in there. Everybody getting goddamn sued. The fuck you doing a camera in this motherfucking room? Like, it becomes a problem. It's not something they can say, oh, it's my property, it's my house. No, bitch. The fuck is a camera doing in your bathroom, hotel?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah, I definitely won't be staying at, I don't normally stay at Airbnbs, but this just reminds me of that. And I'm sure somebody's got some case somewhere of someone in a hotel recording somebody one time. But you know what I mean. You know the difference.
Yes, you do.
Let's see. What else we have? A captain and a co-pilot of a A320 jet plane fell asleep for 28 minutes during a flight to Jakarta.
So both of them. Oh, so one went up like okay, you take a nap while I drive, and then I drive while you take a nap. So they both went to sleep.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Oh,
so
no!
One of them was like, "Hey, I need to take a nap. Can you go ahead and cover for me for the next 30? You know, I was for like 30 minutes,
right?
And they were at 36,000 feet." About 45 minutes later, the captain woke up and offered to let the co-pilot 28 rest, but they declined and the captain fell back asleep.
When they probably should have took that goddamn nap.
The first officer spent roughly the next 20 minutes communicating with air traffic controllers and flight attendants before inadvertently falling asleep. 28 minutes after the co-pilot's last recorded transmission, the captain woke up, saw that his second-in-command was asleep, and they had flown off course.
Holy shit. So now we're going to be late.
Yeah. I mean, thank God it just was
off course and not down or up or somewhere you ain't got no business being.
After waking them, the captain answered another pilot's call and air traffic controllers claiming they had suffered a radio communication problem. The plane landed later in Jakarta without any further issues. I wonder if it was because you were like, oh, it's a communication problem to cover. But then when you get back, because you said there's a problem with the plane, they have to check it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, they're not going to find nothing wrong. Let me come clean.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where, you know, it has, because it's going to be, somebody's going to be held accountable, and most likely it's going to be the captain, you know, because they kind of run it. But it is also one of those things where you could be like, hey, dog, I asked you. You told me you were fine. The fuck is this?
Investigators did not reveal the pilot's identities, but said both were Indonesian nationals, which you know what that means. DEI, Karen. It strikes again. It's taking us down, okay? Don't look at the Boeing design and them skipping steps on putting the planes together. That's not what's happening. It's these Browns going to sleep.
And also, it's going to be one of those things. Don't you think they're going to actually see? Because, you know, they follow all that shit. Somebody was like, hey, you're going off course. I guarantee you somebody was radioing you. Be like, hey, I see you going off course. Is there a problem? Mm-hmm. Crickets. Hey, I see you going off. Is anybody there? Is anybody? Do I hear? You hear snoring, Barbara? I think I hear snoring, Barbara. What is this?
Well, you know what? At least no one died. So that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, that is, that literally is the, at least.
Y'all have a funny story, everybody. Ha ha.
But like this, we at the wrong destination. Our real airport is like 3,000 miles to the left, but at least we landed here right.
Mm-hmm. Mike Ells went on the All Smoke podcast, and he said that the reason that the Richard Pryor biopic was scrapped, where he would play Richard Pryor, was because he wouldn't sleep with Richard Pryor's widow. I was going to play Richard Pryor, man, and then his wife, I didn't screw his wife, his ex-wife, and she got mad. He stated, when he refused her advances, Jennifer allegedly told the actor, you are not going to play Richard. You didn't spank this ass. So I don't know if it was a joke or serious.
With him, who knows? Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
But I kind of feel like if you won't have sex with her, then you shouldn't be able to play Richard Pryor. Because as an actor, you need to take on the role. And Richard Pryor would have had sex with her. So, I guess it's no method acting for you.
I guess not.
Russell Simmons praises baby bro Usher for generosity after Bali visit. That's right. Usher went straight off of all that goodwill from the Super Bowl, hopped on a plane, and flew to Bali, where Russell Simmons is currently staying because he know that they ain't got no extradition. And the second he laying back in America,
second he go anywhere else, they're going to be like, all right, time for you to go back.
Right. He's going to have the right to remain silent. So he's been in Bali pretending like, oh, I'm just here as a guru doing, I just like doing yoga so much, hot yoga. And so Usher goes down there and Russell Simmons posts some pictures on his Instagram and stuff.
Of course he did.
Being like, hey, right, Usher's down here. I'm a good person.
Nobody else comes sees him. And Usher like, yeah, coming through. He's like, yeah, don't take no pictures. And the first thing he was like, all right, let me post it on the gram. Let me tell everybody you here.
And he, of course, made like these posts that were like, it wasn't just a, oh, look who I happen to see, Usher. It was like, look how deep our friendship is. I think capitalize off of all the goodwill Usher had engendered with the Super Bowl performance. I don't know if it's still, oh, I guess it's still up. Yeah. When I was at the lowest point of my life, I had an operation. When I woke up, this man was sitting by my bed. I had known Usher since he was a kid, but we really bonded because of our mutual love for self-discovery, our belief in yogic science as a direct route to realizing God's consciousness in ourselves. People remember to remember this. A friend walks in when others walk out. I will never forget the generosity of spirit I witnessed in the man. In this man, God bless you, baby bro, at Usher. Love you. And it's crazy because, like, one, listen to that flowery talk. Like, you're not accused of being a multiple rapist. Multiple credible women accusing you of rape. And you're just like, oh, thank goodness, you know, it's listen to everybody as a yogi. Let me tell you what you need to do is listen to me. Follow my advice. It's like, what are you talking about? And then the second thing is, Usher's name was brought up in, like, the latest Diddy, you know, allegations that, not that Usher did anything to anybody, but that, like, Usher, it's like salacious stuff, like Usher was sleeping with Diddy and all this type of shit. Meek Mill was sleeping with Diddy. I have no idea if any of that's true. I don't know that. Who knows? I think people love those rumors so they can, like,
they do
act like they're true because we like gossip.
Yeah, and question people's sexuality and shit.
Yeah, we like gossip and all that shit, but I don't know that I believe or don't believe any of those allegations. We'll see if it comes to court and it's proven.
All right, agreed.
But the point being, people was like, oh, Usher did this to avoid the other... The gay abuse rumors. He went and hung out with a straight abuser. I'm like,
that doesn't
I don't know
sense.
That people operate that way.
No, they don't.
But even still, I still think it's a bad look for Usher. I mean, Russell Simmons is not a guy that I think people are like, oh yeah, he totally innocent. You don't hear people make that excuse for him.
No, and I could see, like, over the years, people that have had him out being fried. So a lot of people, wouldn't be a surprise if a lot of people just cut all communication, just separated themselves and left him alone. Because like, hey, dog, we tried, but the heat is too hot. Like, you cool and everything, but you're not ruining my career off of the bullshit swirling around you. I'm good.
Yeah, it's more shocking that Usher thought it was a good idea.
Yeah,
it's shocking to me.
I don't know if
it's the Super Bowl. It's getting, he got married. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got nothing but positive things to say. And then, boom, using all that leverage to, like, transfer some goodwill to, I know Usher didn't post the shit, but it don't matter.
Right.
Like,
agreed, yes.
Why were you even down there? That's crazy to
agreed.
Me.
Agreed. If you went down there, it'd be like, nah, I can't see you, can't meet you, can't talk with you. I'm good, dog.
And how wasn't the second that he posted that shit, you weren't like, oh, you used me. Fuck
right.
you. I thought I was coming to hang out with you, but you couldn't wait to use this. And keep in mind, it's not changing anyone's mind.
Mm-mm.
None of us is sitting around like, oh, okay, well, shit, if Usher was there.
I guarantee you with some shit like that. Yeah.
Crazy. Michelle Obama shuts down talk about last minute presidential run.
Y'all leave that woman the fuck alone. She will never run. She's not running. Oprah Winfrey ain't running. They're not running. Stop this bullshit and madness.
Right. Also, they could be subjected to a bunch of fucking hateful shit about how, and not just from white people, by the way,
but from,
because I remember people made up a rumor that Oprah would run for president just so they could shit on this black woman. like it was so, and it was like, she don't even seem like the type to want what y'all are talking about. Like, I know she wants to be rich, but running the fucking country, fuck y'all. Like, I think she'd like, she'd be like, I'm the type to leave the country and live in France or some shit if it get too crazy, but no, I'm not here for, I don't want to run the government and shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, and it's very, very frustrating as a black woman, knowing, like you said, you only, you p- particularly for my community, y'all only put these people up there just to tear them down and talk about how flawed and fucked up the things they do are, because a lot of people don't like both of them for one reason or another. And so saying this justifies that. And also, as being as a black woman, maybe it's just me, I'm tired of y'all using us as an excuse. Save us, save us, save us. No, bitch, go vote and save your fucking selves.
Right. That's the thing. It's very like, and a black woman will save us all. Anyway, like, why? And Michelle, I don't know what y'all think y'all are getting, but Michelle Obama is not Barack.
She ain't never been with the shit.
There might be people that think they want this, but the second that she gives them a no-nonsense-ass answer or do some shit that's uncouth or don't give a fuck that everybody's mad, it's going to be back to every negative stereotype and every negative word. It's just crazy. I'm glad that she shut it down, but it's whack that we keep asking.
Yes, yes. It is the same fucking collective of people.
And white people will find a reason to not vote for her.
Of course.
And I mean liberal white people, so don't even give me that.
Yes, they will.
They'll find a reason. Ezra Klein will be writing a piece about, yeah, we should skip Joe Biden, but not, like, to her. You know, it'll be weird, so no. Let's see what else is happening. Some of these articles are old. Colorado Bureau of Investigations finds DNA scientists manipulated data in hundreds of cases over decades. A now former forensic scientist with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation manipulated or omitted DNA test results in hundreds of cases an internal affairs investigation found, which prompted a full review of her work during her nearly 30-year career at the agency.
Yeah, and it's really fucked up. I know we put a lot of, how can you say, DNA has changed and revolutionized the way we view things and science. Like, it is a great thing. But it also needs to be done right. It needs to be done just. Like, that shit matters also. And so, you know, the thing is, they need to be held accountable. Actually, in fact, they need to go to jail. How many people have went to jail based off of this shit? How many people have died in jail? How many families have they destroyed? How many people went through their process, got out, and currently can't get a job? And the way some of these states have their laws fucked up, even if they come back and say, hey, you didn't do this, they're going to be like, we don't give a fuck. You still are held accountable as far as we're concerned because you were convicted at the time, even also, if off of wrong information.
Also, even the people that were convicted, or you know, like, they did it and they still got convicted and the DNA didn't matter that much, right? You go, oh yeah, that's not a big deal. Well, we don't know which ones they necessarily are. You're gonna have to probably redo all those cases or throw them out. So what about your DAs? What about your prosecutors? What about your defense defense lawyers that are assigned to people? What about the judges? What about other people in court? What about the backlog of stuff?
30 years is a lot of time. People have dead, gone, retired. Like, it's a lot of shit that's been happening within these 30 years.
These results have to be right.
Yes, they do.
They believe she tested, they are going to basically review her work from 1994 to 2008. And they said she affected at least 652 cases between 2008 and 2023.
Goddamn.
This discovery puts all of her work in question, and CBI is in the process of reviewing all her previous work for data manipulation to ensure integrity of all CBI laboratory results. The CBI brought in third-party investigative resources to protect the integrity of the inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're going to jail, which you should, because you ruined a lot of people's lives off of that, dog.
Yeah, they said she was even doing stuff like posting incomplete results in some cases. What the fuck does that mean?
So so the machine was spinning, you stopped it halfway through, but like, that's enough, Colton?
The fuck is this? He did it.
You didn't want to wait the extra 5 minutes you had? You had to go to lunch break? It was time to go home that bad?
My DoorDash is here. Guilty. So
you know, now you're talking about class action lawsuits now, you know, against her, against the company, against the state. You know, people gonna want justice for this, Because they're going to be like, hey, dog, what the fuck is this? Particularly if they redo these, a lot of these cases and find out the person they put in jail is not the right person.
Yeah. They said she was put on administrative leave in October after they became aware DNA sample testing performed by Woods may have deviated from standard operating procedures. She didn't perform.
She did her own procedures? I'm going to cut corners on that one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She didn't do what they was, you know.
I know what the boss told you, but this is how I'm doing it.
Yeah. Girl, don't test me. I know my Microsoft, okay? This shit say DNA match. We can go to lunch break now.
Be like, are you sure? Did you run? You know you're supposed to run through the machine three times for verification. Mm-mm. Once is enough.
I get the feeling. I get a good feeling when I can tell that my machine working right. Don't worry. He did it. She didn't perform any laboratory work thereafter and retired on November the 6th. So she got busted in October and retired in November because she knew. A separate criminal investigation in their conduct is ongoing, mm-hmm. as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
They said it did not find Woods falsified DNA matches or fabricated data. It revealed that Woods had omitted material facts in official criminal justice records, thus tampering with DNA testing results and violating agency policies ranging from data retention to quality control measures. Public trust in our institution is crucial to the fulfillment of our mission, says CBI Director Chris Schaefer. Our actions in rectifying this unprecedented breach of trust will be thorough and transparent.
Mm-hmm. I understand sometimes policies and checks and balances get on people's nerves when they don't want to have to kind of put those things forward. But a lot of times those things are there for a reason. They're there for audit
It costs
reasons.
You more. Yeah, it costs you more to do what we're doing right now.
Yes.
They need $7.5 million from the state government just to review this one person's stuff and retest all the DNA samples and all this. That's crazy.
When they literally could have did it right the first time.
Yeah.
Right. It's ridiculous. And followed the policies and procedures.
My goodness. All right, let's get into another segment. Let me see what stories I have for this segment before we get over here. Let's do some LGBTQ news. All right, pull up that music and boom.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me see what you want to be. You better move your body. You better move your feet. And I want to groove. Show me what's cool. Riding, caring, baby. LGBTQ news.
We try to take us down, but we still around.
We lit. We lit.
I try to still shine, but we on the rise.
We lit. We lit.
But you can't do what we're about to do.
We lit. We lit.
Black guy who tips.
LGBTQ news.
All right. LGBTQ news. Mostly bad. We'll see if hopefully a couple of these will be all right. But we talk about LGBTQ fam out there and, the news that affects them, that affects us all. And then we normally get mad at y'all for not being good allies and not voting and all that type of shit. But it is what it is. Georgia legislature advances don't say trans bill while silencing opponents.
What?
A Georgia bill to ban the discussion of some LGBTQ plus topics in schools advanced out of state Senate committee in a hearing where anti-LGBTQ plus advocates, including the rabidly anti-LGBTQ plus Gays Against Groomers, that's a group, were allowed to speak.
Oh,
but
no.
The pro-LGBTQ plus advocates were not allowed to speak. And then they voted 6-3 along party lines to advance the bill.
How is this even fair? Like, the fuck is this?
Right. We'll listen to the hate, but the actual people it's affecting, we good. So yeah, that's, you know, another reason that voting matters. Those motherfuckers got to be in charge, and they doing shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it's that thing that I always say, or I always think about when we talk about voting. When you let someone have power, they're under no obligation to use it fairly.
Mm-mm.
They, like, all the stuff that we believe you're supposed to do is some, like, suggestions.
Gentlemen's agreements.
Yeah, they're gentlemen's agreements, because you would think it would be fucking illegal to do what they just did.
Yes, sir.
We're only listening to one side. Okay, y'all can shut the fuck up. All right, we just took your rights away. Bang, 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 gavel, we going home. You would think that would be illegal. Or, hey, no one does that on the other side. We let everybody have their turn to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The one side ain't playing the game fair, and they don't give a fuck about you not, your candidates not being perfect and shit. They'll take you sitting at home so they can continue to do shit like this. Yep. I was reading a story the other day where, I forget the state, but, like, the Republican legislature needs to have 2/3 majority in order to, like, dismiss certain, to adjourn and be like, we're not discussing these topics. Well, they don't have that majority in this state. They still left. They still adjourned. They said, fuck it. So that's what you're dealing with when you're thinking both sides the same and all this shit.
Because they're not trying to govern. And that's the thing. When people say they're the same, it's like, how, Sway? They are not the fucking same. They don't want to govern. They don't want to do shit. They pass moral laws versus actually passing shit that would actually impact people. They, and the shit that they do impact, it impacts people. Yes, it does. But it actually hurts a lot of marginalized people, and it hurts a lot of the quote-unquote others. But they're not trying to pass anything for the masses. You know, like for people in the totality. They have specific groups that they target, but they're not actually trying to do things. Schools and roads and taxes and shit like that. The shit that they was actually elected to do, none of that matters. We're going to do all this on morals and how we fucking feel.
Florida bans transgender drivers from changing their gender on their driver's license. Right.
That's dumb.
It also has raised concerns about possible fraud charges for those who have already got their license, the gender change on their license. So someone being like, your license says you're female, but that's not legal anymore in Florida. And yeah, you got your license when it was legal, but it's not now. I'm charging you with fraud, or, you know, I'm calling the police or whatever.
But nigga, I did everything right. I did everything the law said I was supposed to do. And this is why who's in these positions fucking matter.
Yeah, because also a lot of the stuff that is law, easily undone.
Yeah, and they don't have to honor it. And that's the thing. Y'all people better realize some shit they go, we ain't got
to
honor
and
that.
Not even just don't have to honor, right? Because it depends on who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying they can go, the process is we need a certain amount of votes to repeal a law. Or to change or make a new law. I don't know why people think they bullshitting. You know, I'm like,
because
they love this kind of stuff because it's not fiscal, it's not actual governing.
Mm-mm.
It's just literally making, it's bigotry and making people's lives harder. And their voters like when this suffering of other people happens. So this is why they continue to win off of those type of issues, because this is not a real problem for anybody in that. How many of us have ever been in a position where it's like, oh my God, this person's gender on their license. This is really going to fuck my day up. Oh no, what the hell am I going to do now? Their gender on their license doesn't match what my eyes are seeing or whatever. You know, I clock them and I think none of this is a real problem for any human being on the planet.
Mm-mm.
We all fucking know. You see a light, it's clearly a social policy that is about affecting and promoting hate. That's it. And yet, they continue to get away with this kind of bullshit.
Well,
so,
let me tell you why. Because, mm-hmm. And I hate to be this cruel, but I'm going to say this. Unlike some of the dumbasses on our side, they can count. And they know math.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand that you need certain numbers. Our side don't have the numbers. Don't statistically, you can't back it up, but we'll go do it anyway. The fucking doesn't make sense, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have things in place, and they will get the numbers and then change it, do whatever they want to with it. We won't have it. Blame our party like we're at fault for some shit when statistically and doing the math, we can't accomplish it. So, and it frustrates me sometimes when you talk to dumbasses who be like, "Why?" You're like, "Look, the numbers count. The numbers say we can't do this. What you talking about?"
So yeah, that's just another inconvenience trans people have to live with. And of course, the uncertainty of who's going to be that piece of shit that you go, I don't know, go to the ABC store or wherever, and they need to card you. And then who's going to be the motherfucker that starts the bullshit? Mm-hmm. Every fucking time it could do that. It could never happen. It could just happen, but it only got to happen once.
That's just one time.
It's fucking embarrassing. It's fucking unconscionable.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. A right-wing family moved to Russia to escape LGBTQ+ people, but then Russia froze their bank accounts. I believe Nelson from The Simpsons had the best response to that, which is, ha ha, because I know you can't possibly think.
I'm supposed to feel sorry for that bitch. I don't.
And like they over there with they kids, and now they don't know what's happening to the money. They only got a small amount of cash to provide for their 8 children. First of all, 8? I thought it was communist over there. Y'all supposed to be splitting that with the community.
That's a lot of kids.
Last spring, YouTubers/dairy farmers, Arend and Anessa Feenstra sold their farm and left Canada in search of both a better spiritual life for their children and better farming opportunities. They said, Arend said he was disgusted by the homosexual flags everywhere. This is one of the main reasons why we want to leave this country. It's openly celebrated and worshipped almost. And so they went to Russia because it's a Christian nation.
Oh, that's what they think it is?
That is not wanting a conservative Christians to come. I didn't know it was a Christian nation.
Me either. I thought it was a dictatorship. Maybe just, I don't know. Last time I checked.
I mean, you can have a dictatorship and a Christian nation, but I'm not sure it's even a Christian nation is what I'm saying.
Ah, okay.
I haven't looked it up, but I'm not. Mm-mm. I'm just not sure that's sure. That's right.
Right. It might be a percentage, but I don't know overall. You're right.
Also, I don't know what information they were getting on what message boards they were on and all that shit. So
ain't that the truth?
Good chance that
they talked to some bots.
Yeah, somebody told them to get their ass over there. And also, what's your PIN number?
You know what they did.
Let me see your passcode, my nigga. But yeah, so they got there. They were informed that their new Russian bank account had been frozen. He said he'd been informed that if the family had run afoul of Russian banking law requiring them to prove where the funds they deposited came from. In addition to the money from the sale of their farm and other assets, they also deposited a substantial sum they made via donations from supporters on their YouTube channel with no documentation as to the source of that money.
Yeah, they set y'all up. Somebody tricked you to bring your ass over to take your money.
So then they posted a video where the wife was crying. I'm very disappointed in this country at this point. I'm ready to jump on a plane and get out of here. We've hit the first snag where you have to engage logic in this country. It's very, very frustrating.
Mm. Where you going to go? Back to where you came from with the gay flags?
Also, I don't know how to tell you this, but they actually don't play that whole criticizing the country thing over there.
No, they don't. That don't go very well.
You may want to get on that plane
as soon if as you can, possible.
Because unlike our country, them's the rules over there. They shut that shit down.
Yeah, you unhappy, you just going to have to be fucking unhappy.
Let's see. Sexual misconduct allegations lead Arizona ex-gay therapist to surrender his license. He's Floyd Godfrey, a Latter-day Saints conversion therapy activist.
They fell off the map. Them commercials be every fucking where.
And he gives speeches on the ex-gay speaking circuit, being like, "Oh, I used to be gay, but you know, then the Lord made me straight, and now I love having sexual intercourse with my honey, my wife, everybody. That's right. I love them boobs, and I love the way the vagina lips flap around when we're having the sexual relations.
They feel like sandbags, apparently.
The penetration is the best part. It's the best. Isn't it great, guys? I'm not gay.
Isn't straight sex the best?
The best. I mean, listen, it's what I love to do. It's all I do. Missionary every time. You know,
no other position.
I don't like mixing it up, you know, just like us straight bros like to do, you know, when you're not watching a football game and, and drinking a couple beers with the broskies.
It was like, look, you don't have to pretend for me, dog.
Okay, listen, it is what it is, and y'all know how I do. That's why I'm giving the speech. And, hold on, my phone ringtone went off. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know why I'm getting a call like that during the middle of this.
You don't know why?
Orientation call.
Oops. Hey, baby, how you doing? Up. You on the speakerphone? I am. Hey, how everybody doing? Up. Could hang up.
So an investigation that by the Arizona Board of Behavioral Health Examiners concluded that Godfrey had made sexual advances against two of his employees and included an additional allegation with that respondent Godfrey asked to get naked in front of him. Godfrey is a fraud who secured his income by claiming to cure LGBTQ people but never changed his own sexual orientation, said Truth Wins Out executive director Wayne Bisson. This latest scandal proves conversion therapy is a dangerous front for con artists who use the practice to conceal their moral depravity and disturbing penchant to engage in sexual impropriety.
This is why a lot of municipalities ban it, because they're like, don't stop this.
Yeah. It's just torture. I can't imagine that shit. I watched a couple of documentaries and stuff on it. It's just like, how is this fucking legal in any civilized nation? And you're just doing long-term damage and trauma to people.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. LGBTQ plus Americans are more likely to vote and vote for Joe Biden, which makes sense, you know, on both fronts. Mm-hmm. I feel like the people that got the most on the line be the ones got to vote. And if you're voting, there's not much over there for you if you're a Republican. Sure, some white folks are going to be like, I'm picking whiteness over gayness. That happens in every demographic of all types of people. But there's a lot of people that, even if they were thinking voting Republican, Republicans have pretty much made it impossible to be any kind of self-respecting gay person in the last 8 to 10 years. Once they got the Roe v. Wade overturned, they essentially just said triple down on the transphobia and anti-LGBTQ plus stuff. Let's get all the books and history. We're banning YouTube creators that if they're just gay, not even making anything sexual or anything. If you're just gay, get the fuck off of my screen. So absolutely can understand how this comes, how the voting is built that way.
Mm-hmm. And this is why, you know, when people get on these platforms and they say all types of crazy shit about black people and voting, well, there's LGBTQ black people, and they're like, the fuck? We're not voting for that bullshit. Like I say, a lot of these talking heads do not speak for the black community.
Right. 15% said they vote for Trump in this survey, but 68% said they would vote for Biden.
Right, because they want their rights.
11% said they probably vote. Yeah, it's real interesting too, because also majority of voters, both LGBTQ and non-LGBTQ, opposed the right's relentless anti-trans campaign. So most people are not with what's happening with this, like transphobia and homophobia being written into law in these states. The problem is, and I hope people understand this, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I love societal attitudes shifting on things. That's beautiful. But a lot of times people on the left, progressive people, pat themselves on the back when they're like, well, you know, like 75% of people say they will, you know, they want to legalize weed or whatever the new percentage is. And it's like, yeah, but to make that happen, this social poll don't matter. Like, knowing everybody's down with it means nothing. It's just a cute thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But what constitutes our country and the way the country moves left to right is the voting booth.
Yes.
That's the only poll that ever matters. It's why I don't, you know, people write in and people say, oh, are y'all going to talk? Are y'all not scared? Are y'all going to talk about this latest poll that says this, that, and the other? And I'm like, I'm not going to talk about it. And it's not because I'm some type of like, I'm so liberal. My head is in a silo. I don't listen to any negativity. That's not what's happening. Mm-mm. They've been wrong for too long in my lifetime for me to be like, well, the poll said, because we never go back after and be like, oh, fuck, all those polls were wrong.
Right. It happens all the time.
They never see anything coming. It's, you know, Donald Trump's no chance. Oh, shit, he won. And then they go find the one poll that had that. They go, that guy must know everything. Then that motherfucker from 538 ain't been right about shit since. It's crazy to watch this happen though in real time. So, nah, I'm not with the polling shit in that way of like, I think it's good. Hey, we got shifting good attitudes. The attitude that really matters, what your attitude is on November, will your attitude get you up to go to a polling place and vote about it?
Yes. Because
it's cute on the survey. The survey is always higher than the reality in America because motherfuckers like being a good person on sheet of paper. Boy, it's like, all right, man, it's time to go vote for these rules. Oh, man, dude. I mean, it's such a drag. They're all bad to me. I mean, why I got it? And now you got these Republicans doing shit like banning LGBTQ history in classes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, I hate to turn something positive into something negative.
But yeah. I feel, you know, the same way. And, you know, like somebody like me, I get very angry and very frustrated at some of these posts. Because some of the posts, when you hear them, you go, oh, I know none of that is true. Just from the way it comes out. And like I say, the big thing I have is, who are you asking? And like you're saying, people lie on polls too. Now, some of this, they don't take in factors. People will say anything. And at the end of the day, a lot of these people, they're not voting. They're not politically active. So it doesn't matter who the fuck checked the box on your survey or who you contacted with. If they're not going to the booths and making the shit, the needle move one way or the other, it doesn't matter what the fuck the poll says.
Yep. Lastly, I like this story. So the Westboro Baptist Church, you remember them?
I haven't heard them in a hot minute.
They imploded a few years ago following the death of its founder and scathing revelations from former members. It was mostly viciously anti-LGBTQ.
Because they was showing up at funerals. They were terrible.
It was God hates F words and shit. They would put on signs, which, okay, really? That's your God? Even if you think God says people shouldn't be gay, he ain't calling them F words. Anyway, members traveled across the country to protest outside of funerals and crime scenes with vile signs cheering the deaths of LGBTQ plus people and allies. This week, the group attempted to stage a comeback by cheering on the death of Nex Benedict, a non-binary teenager beaten in the Oklahoma school bathroom. While six members of the cult showed up.
Ain't that one we covered?
Yes.
What?
Yep. While six
That's
members
fucking hateful,
which is crazy, right? Because the police at first had put out and the school put out a statement like, this definitely wasn't a hate crime. Let me tell you something. Okay. I'm just saying, come here. Okay. Act like I'm Jordan. The hate crime is a hate crime when, I don't know, the hate group show up on the side of the crime.
Hello.
Look,
to me, that's
I'm just
confirmation.
A poor country lawyer, okay? I don't know. I wouldn't know my bottom from my front if nobody told me every morning. But it seemed like hate crimes go as hate groups go. Very rarely do you see them out of focus, out of step with each other.
Right.
So maybe you go back and look at the investigation again. If the Westboro Baptist Church is trying to stage a comeback at the place where a kid was killed, and you like, I don't think it's a hate crime, though. Why don't we put a mic in their face and ask them?
Ask them.
Anyway, so they tried to stage a comeback. Six members of the cult showed up to spew vulgar claims of biblical justice. Over 400 people showed up to block them from view. The church's protest lasted 15 minutes before they fled.
Mm-hmm. Because they got, y'all thought y'all was coming in and dominate. And I'm not trying to find it. When y'all leader died, a lot of y'all dispersed. And that hate, the hate don't go away. It's just not collectively there anymore. So y'all don't have the numbers that y'all had before to kind of dominate like y'all used to. Because, 400 just be them. Just showing up 400, 300 deep. And just causing ruckus and causing the family dismay, causing hurt, causing harm, and shit like this, scaring people. But you didn't give a fuck. But all of a sudden, when you're on the receiving end with more other people than you, you don't ask a smooth 15 minutes. I thought you about that call. I thought you about that life.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Odds are nothing was going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You left because you were scared.
Yep. All right, let's get to another segment. Maybe we do some fucking with black people.
Hey, we're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them black people. We're just fucking with them blacks. We're just fucking with black people. Hey, hey, hey,
a St. Louis TV anchor issues an apology after referring to black homeowners as colored.
Not the colored.
St. Louis TV station.
The colored part of town. You know, them colors over there. Urban, that's another one they like to use on us. Little keywords like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
South part of town. We normally on the south side or whatever city you is. They go, don't go to the south side.
Mm-hmm. West side.
Yep, we west side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A St. Louis TV station has apologized at the KMOV anchor, Corey Stark, used an outdated and offensive term referring to black owners, homeowners as colored during the news broadcast.
Did they call them African-Americans too? I mean, just going through the whole list of names we used to have.
The phrase was originally written as homeowners of color before it was inadvertently changed and mistakenly read on air. Okay, hold up. He was just reading from the teleprompter and y'all made him apologize like he was freestyling. That's fucked up.
Now, that I agree with that. Yeah, because they was basically reading what was in front of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all going to be like, oh, yeah, we apologize. I can't believe he used that term. I used it because y'all wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should make the writer who wrote it come out and apologize.
Yeah, goddamn right.
The fuck? Now my good face is on the picture of every one of these slurs?
Mm-hmm.
The word should have never came out of my mouth. It doesn't reflect who I am or what First Alert 4 represents. He apologized on the broadcast. We're the National Association of Black Journalists said in a statement, "We're appalled and disappointed about a recent incident. It's upsetting that such a slur would make it to air. The term is outdated, offensive, and racist." The NABJ continued, "We are concerned that no one in the KMOV newsroom caught this error. We question KMOV's editorial process when it comes to cultural awareness." I like how they didn't make it him and they made it about KMOV.
Yeah, because it should be checks and balances there. That should have never made it to prompter.
Also, I feel like the National Association of Black Journalists, at this point, you just like have a form that y'all fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And you just
fill in the blanks.
What is it this time? KMOV? KMOV. Print. And send it on in, because it's all the same
shit. You got a whole folder, a whole set. You know how they be like right. Samples? You got a samples. Said N-word, colored, niggers, slaves.
It's like a Mad Lib. You just fill in like the pertinent things. And go, all right, print.
Verb, adjective, adverb. You just fill it in as you go down the line.
They added, given that St. Louis's population is 43% black and the city is no stranger to racial strife, we would have hope KMOV would be more sensitive in how it covers the black community. Mm-hmm.
Somebody pay them statistics.
NABG President Ken Lemon and Vice President Broadcast Walter Smith Randolph said they look forward to these discussions with KMOV's management in the future. However, they added this further shows the fight for equal treatment and fair coverage is not over. We hope these discussions will be fruitful and yield documentable results.
Mm-mm. This is the beginning, middle, and the end of this conversation. Y'all won't speak to each other again unless they fuck up again.
Yeah. Now, shout out to St. Louis NAACP President John Bowman. He said, hey, let me call KMOV about the broadcast. He expressed doubt that the word was intentionally used to offend others. Trust me, I've had enough experience dealing with people who intentionally show discrimination or racist behaviors, but I've interacted with Corey Stark, and in no time have I ever felt that about him. I know they're calling him all kinds of coon, but I mean, I think he might have a point here.
Me too. I really do. I think, like you said, the editorial people didn't do their job. The person read what was on there, and it became a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
making him the face of it is just so weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Instead of taking accountability as an organization,
making him apologize like he went off script is crazy to me.
Right.
I don't like, because as someone who's worked on a thing with a teleprompter, it just has to go through so many people.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
It's not like you just write it, type it in, and then colored is on the screen. Like 2-3 people have to review it. You got an editor, station manager,
possibly
all kinds
a legal
of people.
Team.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. people whose whole job is just making sure that no shit like this is ever said.
Right.
And just being like, yeah, he did it. You know him, the racist news guy. Anyway, 0 to 100.
25.
All right, 25 for Karen. I give it, I think 25 is about right. Because it's still fucked up for the I'm more fucked with that he got made the face of a systemic failure. He's white and he'll be okay, but it wasn't
right.
But it's like, damn, that's fucked up, man. Somebody should step up, but they know most people just go, we got them.
Yep.
So they gonna
because
move
a lot
on.
Of people are simple when it comes to that shit. They don't think no further than the surface.
All right, let's go to the next fucking with black people. We all know Donald Trump is now the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party.
Yeah, Nikki Haley wasted everybody's time. People said weeks ago she should have been dropped out.
Well, now there's some images of him doing some outreach to the blacks, Karen. Have you seen these pictures?
No.
Okay, here he is at a Christmas gathering with the blacks.
Well, it's a fake up in the corner. I can see that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And here's another one with him at the blacks on the stoop doing the just got out of prison pose that Negroes do.
I can see that, and not trying to be funny, I could see all these people in this photo coming out and going, the fuck is this? Donald Trump wasn't there. Why is my face plastered everywhere like I fucking support him?
And you can tell by the hands that something's going on, because that's not even the
who
right color
this?
Hand.
Kate Middleton? Ain't that her name?
Yeah, that's a good one, Karen. That's a good one.
Cause they said she photoshopped.
I know. You got we know.
Oh shit, I was right.
Great
Have you seen the one where they had a photo of her and they had a Freddy Scooby and they took off the mask and it was her husband?
That
shit had me fun out laughing, cause you know Scooby Doo and them always takes off the mask.
That's amazing, but you know, the AI thing we was talking about.
the four fingers,
yeah.
Three fingers. Put like this. His fingers is up on the arm and he not even up that high, he down low.
All right, and it's the different color. But yeah, so the AI images are currently circulating online. Many believed it was real. Which is funny because you know the people that believed it was real are probably either two groups. People that want it to be real.
Right.
And people that act like they don't want it to be real, but they want it to be real so they can be mad at black people.
Yes.
Like, you niggas is voting for this. It's like, hey, man, that's not real black people. What you doing?
Somebody go, hey, dog, I got the real picture. That nigga wasn't even there. This is like the original photo. The fuck is this?
So, yeah, they trying to do AI-generated black outreach, by which I mean no blacks and no outreach, just pictures.
Child. Donald Trump got too many court cases.
Trump, but he good. All right, Karen, 0 to 100.
He the same as everybody else. I don't see the difference. Okay.
Zero to 100.
because it's Donald, two schools, because it's Donald okay. Trump's to get the fucking jacquards because it's goddamn Donald Trump, and you know him or his people or somebody did this shit. You know him, he's not going to deny it. He's going to claim it's the truth regardless if it's real or not, because he just want to take credit. And you know, a lot of the circles that he's in, they're going to believe it's the truth. Like those people, regardless of what it is, regardless of, you know, if he was really with these blacks or not, that's not going to matter.
Even if it's not true, he'll be like, he could tell them it's not true and still make it true. Because he's able to do that where he's like, you see these pictures, folks? They're fake. They're not real. But the blacks, the beautiful blacks, they really do love me. It's really like that for me. And they look at me and they say, Trump, you're like that. And I'll say, I'm like that. They go, you're like that. You're him. Like they do. He'll say that. Mm-hmm. People will laugh and they'll treat you like a joke, but at the end of the day, the story that comes out of there is black people love Trump because Trump says so. It's fucking crazy.
Yes it is. And so that's one score is a Jacarez just because he's on the permanent list, and I find it funny the other score is a zero because they're all fake.
Yeah, I give it a 50 because I feel fucked with in the, this is the first stage. This is going to continue to happen. It's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. We're going to see misinformation explode this year as we get closer to November. And I feel like people are primed for some shit like this to make them say dumb shit, you know, but we'll see. All right, let's get into another segment. Let's start wrapping this up. Okay. Drugs have kicked in, full gear. Let's just try to get out of here, all right?
Not full gear.
It's time to catch the race. It's time to catch the race. It's time to catch the race. It's time to catch the race.
A Florida man who stashed fentanyl in the patrol car, his anus, sentenced to 7 years.
Man, patrol car anus.
Yeah, he stashed some fentanyl in a patrol car during a drug arrest, and he also was hiding some fentanyl up his anus.
Okay, that statement makes most sense. Okay,
he's been sentenced to 7 years in prison.
They don't say.
Yeah, 33-year-old Robert Seth Whitaker got sentenced to 7 years. The incident happened last February. When deputies searched Whitaker's home on Power Line Road, Whitaker, who was on probation for drug charges, was arrested and transported to the Walton County Jail. Once in jail, a cavity search was being conducted when a chunk of purple powder fell out of his anus.
Oh!
That powder was confirmed to be fentanyl.
Guess they ain't put it up there far enough.
Yeah. Back in my day, we had those blue and yellow purple pills, and Eminem and D12 rap about it, but they never, not even in their wildest imagination, could they think about powder, purple powder falling out your butt. Mm-mm. That's that new shit.
Yes, that is.
Okay,
I'm
we
good
washed.
On that, homie. Nothing about no drugs.
Purple powder, and I don't know why. Deputies later learned that Whitaker stashed a large quantity of fentanyl under the rear seat of the patrol car while being transported to jail. So that wasn't even all the fentanyl he had. That was just all he could get up his butt. Was he going to come back for it later in the patrol car?
No, they started cleaning. I was like, is this some more his shit? Oh, man, now we got to do more paperwork. You know, they were pissed.
And that shit dangerous. This could touch your skin and, like, fuck OD your ass just from touching your skin. Yeah, super strong, man. These new drugs, they hit different.
Them synthetic ones, boy.
And in the car dash cam footage confirmed while handcuffed to the rear, Whitaker reached into the area of his buttocks, removed plastic bags, and then stuffed them in the area where the seat belt goes into the plastic molding of the seat. Oh, they smell like butt in the car. The patrol car was immediately secured, searched, and found it contained approximately 32 grams of fentanyl under this rear seat once the seat had been removed. The plastic bags tore during the process, and loose fentanyl residue covered the area under the seat, requiring the car to be out of service for nearly 3 months till it could be professionally cleaned for the safety of deputies.
Goddamn, 3 months!
Yeah, because I'm telling you, this shit is potent.
Oh, so they had to come get the hazmat team to clean that shit. It was like, nah, we can't do no regular cleaner. We got to put out the periodical table to get rid of this bullshit.
And that's before you get to the booty juice.
Oh.
Right. Exactly. All right, Karen, guess the race.
White.
Karen says white. Let's check a gander at the chat room, see what they believe. The gummies are kicking in. Oh, Dre, that's not a race. What can brown do for you, white? One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple powder pooper, white.
Oh, no.
Fit anal, white, says Emil. That's good, Emil. loose booty, white. I'll go with white. I don't see a black dude sticking shit in his ass. He was digging in his booty while in the patrol car. Woo, white. So the fentanyl booty feels white to me. White, shoe booty, white. Shoe booty? No, black. White and disgusting. Almost everybody said white. Y'all right. A couple of y'all did find a way to say black, though. Survey says... y'all missed that one. Yeah, this is he kind of like Carrot Top with his wearing his hair down. Oh my god,
I would be so pissed. My car to commission for three goddamn. Now we got a rental car. We got a rental cop car. They ain't even getting us the standard car. That shit probably small. You probably can't even move in that shit. They turn around. They was like, here's the smallest cop car we had because yours got to be cleaned for 3 months.
I'm never fucking with fentanyl in anything because like what most people are reading is like, oh my God, how disgusting what he did. What I'm thinking is, how good must the fentanyl drug, the fentanyl high must be so good for you to be like on your way to jail, being like, I have to get as much fentanyl up my ass as possible
to get as high as
oh
I
my
can.
God, I got too much. This is like a felony in my asshole. I'm gonna take some out in the car, stash it in the seat. Hopefully they don't find that too soon.
Hell of a drug.
But I'm still gonna keep some up my butt for myself just in case I need a little nibble when I get into jail. How good is this drug?
I don't want them drugs.
Hell no, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Good. Mm-mm. I am good.
Mm-mm. No, that's why they... No, you know what? No. Booger face taunt led to abuse bust. After being called a booger face by her son... Kids. They say the damnedest things. Kids. They say the damn... Oh, what that boy say? What he say? A Florida woman smacked the child, breaking his glasses and leaving him with cuts on his face.
Ooh.
So she broke the glasses. Oh, my God. And you the parent. So you smack your child's glasses, you have to pay, though, for that.
Right.
Now you buying new glasses.
now your vision insurance going up.
According to police who arrested her on felony abuse charges, as alleged in the arrest affidavit, Betty Jean Union, 46, was angered by the name calling and retaliated by striking the victim with a partially open hand. The blow caused the glasses on the victim to break and a small laceration to defend his right cheek and his upper lip. The confrontation Tuesday evening occurred at a home in Safety Harbor. Well, that didn't sound very safe to me.
Mm-mm, that baby wasn't safe.
It was a dangerous harbor that day. Seen at the right, Union was busted on felony child abuse charge and booked in the county jail. She was released from custody on her own recognizance from the residence. The redacted affidavit does not include the age of the victim or indicates she does not have custody of him. Oh, so maybe it's not her kid, but it was some kid was roasting her, called her booger face, and she said slap.
I'll show you a booger.
Court records show that Union, who was divorced in 1996, has been involved in two separate paternity actions since 2013. Karen, guess the race of Betty Jean Union.
Betty Jean?
Betty Jean Union. That's
did they
what
give
I said.
Betty Jean's name?
Betty Jean Union. What do you mean did they give her name?
I mean, age.
Oh, yeah. She is 46.
I'm going to go black.
All right. Let's see what the chat room thinks. If Betty Jean is not a slapper. Let's see. No one in his, not one of his little friends. I think that means black. She tried to slap the black off of his face. Black. Oh, she black. Betty Jean Wham-Balam. That's not a race. Oh, black Betty. Oh, we all see what you mean. Black Betty. So you think she's black. Black Betty Wham-Balam. She slapped the boogers out of that kid's nose. Black. Naysaying Nuga black. Black, black. Big Mama black. The correct answer is black. Now, I know this ain't the segment for this, but I have to say, what does it say about the audience and Karen that not a single one of y'all thought that was a white woman?
Mm-mm.
Message!
Okay. What are we really saying about ourselves, people?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So something inherent about slapping the shit out of a kid for calling you out your name as an adult, something inherent in that is black. Is what we're saying.
And mm-hmm. Betty Jean's old black name. That's why I asked how old was it.
46, not that old, though.
No, that's not that old. This is one of the few ones left.
She wasn't the last. I mean, she act like a Betty Jean.
Right, she wasn't the last Betty Jean's left.
Last of a dying breed.
Because, child, most of Betty Jean's in their 70s and 80s.
And they not letting you call them no motherfucking
child,
booger face.
Child, Betty Jean will fuck you up.
Facts, okay?
That the bitch was white.
I ain't racist. How can I be racist about anybody or anything in my life? How can I?
Call them niggas. Just call them niggas.
It's time to get
gold
the race.
Teeth, gold chain it's wearing, fried chicken race. And biscuit eating monkey, ate baboon, big thigh, fast running, high jumping, spear chucking, 360 degree basketball.
A kilt-wearing pervert is arrested after going into an antique store and shoving items up his rectum before placing them back on the shelf for display.
This is a rectum-loaded show. And back on display? What?
It's actually a loaded rectum-loaded show.
What? Back on this? You don't think people going to see the street marks and the crumbs? What is this?
Right, yeah. This is like, that's not what you meant by return policy. Now they got to write a new thing on the return policy. Okay, any objects you put up your ass cannot be returned without the receipt. Texas antique dealers struggled to believe their eyes when surveillance footage revealed a shopper in a kilt furtively inserting display items up his bottom before returning them to shelves. Word spread quickly. Well, he was already spreading quickly through the business community in spring. After the heavily built man was first spotted at the Antique Gallery of Houston on February 8th.
Oh, so they've been going around spotting shit.
Yeah. I had to watch it a couple times to be sure I was looking at, said gallery manager Susan Golden. I've seen quite a few things, but not that. Michael C. Vest, 60, was arrested. 60? Well, I guess props to you on the pliancy and everything, but wow, that's too old to be acting like that. Was arrested at, not that there's any age that's right, but 60 is definitely the wrong one.
I mean, because it's a time and a place for that, but not at the antique store in public.
I don't even know there's a time or place necessarily, but I just know that 60 is not the time or the place.
Right. I'm saying he's not there.
He was arrested on February 15th and charged with one count of criminal mischief for his treatment of items, including a makeup brush, a restoration hardware piece, and an antique bottle opener, and a tobacco tent can.
The fuck is a tobacco?
Police are still looking. This feels like a fetish.
Yes.
Because, like, why are you going to antique stores? You didn't just want to go to Lowe's? Okay, mm-hmm. You can go to Walmart. Everything in there got shit on it. Like, that's what they put on the commercials. Like, hey, guaranteed these items have all been up someone's ass. To buy one, get one free bananas. Like, that's Walmart. Police are still looking for a female companion who appeared to accompany him.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a fetish. This is some shit they do together. Yeah.
Like, she be, like, yelling at him and shit.
Encouraging
like, put
him.
Put that shit up your ass.
Yep, that's why I said it's time and a place, but y'all.
And also, like,
why are you single? Okay, this man found someone.
And okay. You can't find nobody. What's wrong with you?
Maybe that's why y'all ladies can't find a man.